This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself 33% off, free shipping worldwide, and lifetime warranty. You know you need some new headphones. Why don't you just, come on, what you waiting for? Just do it.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air. And from now
what's going on, peoples? It's man Big B. Welcome back to another episode of the In Deep Show. Glad you could be with us. So many new family members chiming in, letting us know that they are out there. Definitely appreciate that. Other shows hitting us up, letting us know they like what it is we do over here. Definitely appreciate that. That means a whole hell of a lot. Definitely know other folks doing other shows. You know, it takes a lot of time to do these shows. It takes a lot of preparation and time and dedication and everything. And to be able to fit us into your schedule, well, man, we love you for that. So, I am your man, Big B, in case you did not know. I am going to give you everything I got to give you today. I am not feeling well. So, somewhere near halfway point, Queen might just take over the reins and get you on home. But for now, it'll be me. As always, I got to introduce my crew. Like I said a few minutes ago, I got the Queen with me today, y'all.
Hey. Hey, boy. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey. Welcome.
I got the doctor with me today.
What's up, y'all? Turned up as usual. We're ready to go. Let's do it.
And we also have with us once again, damn it, Gina.
Hi, everyone.
I couldn't put the emphasis on the damn it like I quite wanted to.
Damn it, Gina.
But trust damn me, it is damn it, Gina.
You knew you're saved in my phone as damn it, Gina.
Mine too.
Every time I see it pop up, it makes me laugh.
I like it. You know, the beauty of that, at least I'm in your phone. See?
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful
that's right.
thing.
That's right.
Okay. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Nice. All right. So, how's everybody's weekend?
I didn't do anything.
Me neither. Laid up most of Saturday. It's 2 weeks in a row. I got some good layup time.
That's good.
Ooh, got a little R&R. But I felt this cold coming on, and I think that kind of prompted it.
Think it's a change of weather or something?
Man, this thing has been coming for weeks, and it just wouldn't do its thing. Finally, it just said, all right, I'm here.
So. I ain't do too much, man. I took a little mommy out. Spent what little cash I had on her, man. She's doing pretty good in school, so I had to do something, you know, keep her motivated and everything. She's just as happy as she wanna be.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little fly mom.
She's so cute.
That's my baby. That's my baby.
Aw.
Yeah.
I had a very long weekend, unfortunately. I was in...
What's his name?
If only. No, I was in class all weekend, so all Saturday, all Sunday, and it was extremely boring. So,
wow.
Yes, I know who I'll be giving my one finger to later.
Oh, my. Don't you hate that being in a boring class? You know what? That brings back a memory.
Oh, shit.
Back in
back
how
in the
far?
Summer of 32.
Right. I'm like, how far you have to go back for this?
But I had a teacher. His name was Mr. Haley in high school, right? He was a white guy. Little short white guy, like with the baldness going on. He had a little homie the clown look and everything. But he was a history teacher. But even though you weren't really interested in history, he made it entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he'll put on his little one of those little sailor caps and shit and make funny little anecdotes about what?
No, I'm listening to you talk.
Make funny little anecdotes and but he will make you remember. I mean, he won't make you, but he will say things that kind of what you call them? I think he used to call them trigger points and make you remember dates and things that went on while making you laugh at the same time. And the funny thing about it is once he gave you a test and asked you a question, you remember that shit.
See?
Because of some little funny thing he did. Oh, that's when he did. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. 1987. I don't know.
Like you were
right.
In school in 1987.
Huh?
What?
Lord.
Well, let me tell you, my teacher was not like that. It was extremely boring. It was 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday, and I have to do it the next 2 weekends in a row. Mm. Yes, so my one fingers will be going out to him every time. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, it's okay though. It'll be well worth
it
at the
end. Don't make that part of the show now. No.
Right.
Now you officially done it.
Yeah. Big ups to all the teachers that keep their studies interesting and keep the people from falling asleep. And,
yes.
You know, just like pastors. Sometimes you get one of them pastors, man, and fall asleep in church. You know. Big ups to all the pastors, too, to keep everything going and interesting. As long as you don't fuck with the little boys.
Oh.
My bad. I just playing.
Not really. Okay.
Now y'all know we can't have blasphemous talk like that here in the temple. Y'all know that we don't be touching them boys. Without the permission.
Brian said that. I got nothing to do with it.
All my listeners out there, y'all know who not to sell drugs with now. Doc Wiley will snitch your ass out in a minute.
As long as you give us some, we'll be all right.
All right. Well, everybody's weekend was sort of super chill, laid back.
Yeah, mundane.
No doubt. All right. Well,
I did go to brunch 2 days in a row. Brunch! Oh, shout out to brunch!
Okay.
That's good.
Sorry.
Ooh, man.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I won't say anything. Who cares about Columbus Day, but shout out to getting off.
There you go.
On this day. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry.
For those who got off.
Yes.
Yeah. And to those who banked it as a floating holiday, shout out to you too.
Gotta love that. Mm-hmm.
Get you, Columbus.
Well,
they ain't discovered shit.
Right. Now, Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Brought nothing but famine and disease.
How about that? Get down with it.
I'm sorry.
Get down with it.
I definitely think it's about time we start the show.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Okay.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
The truth. friends with that girl, and she looked good, and you about to knock it out the box, get a pussy confirmation.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
What a big nigga.
Hey, man. Donald Trump, man, and pissed somebody else off. Okay, now apparently when
is there anybody left?
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Apparently when Donald Trump goes out on all his little campaign rallies and everything, he comes out to the song, okay, called Dream On. Okay, that's sung by Earl Smith. Steven Tyler apparently wrote this joint. And, you know, the first time that shit happened, Steven Tyler sent him a letter and said, look, man, you know, we boys and everything, man, but, you know, don't play my song when you come out and, you know, doing your little rallies and shit. Boom! It happened twice. He came out to the Dream On song again. Now Steven Tyler's talking about suing him. Okay, now, apparently Steven Tyler's been to a few of his debates or whatever, you know, and I guess they've been seen taking pictures or whatever, but you just can't go and take somebody's song and... Oh, okay, I can understand you doing it one time. What's the man tell you? You know, nah. I mean, let's just sit down and talk about it. No, I'm pretty sure Steven, you know, let's give Steven a couple thousand or something. You know, Steven, you know.
A couple thousand.
I mean, you know, just acknowledge that, all right, Steven, I'm using your song. And, you know, Donald be talking, you know, or something. But apparently he hasn't even gotten back to Steven about shit. Steven, talking about taking him to court.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, hey, you know. But I mean, to be how much money you think Steven can get if he used the song twice, right?
Hey, royalties is royalties, son.
But he's not reproducing the song; he's just playing it to come out with.
But still, anytime that song is being played, they said that he should be getting some money for it.
If it's being played on the radio,
period.
So why don't I have to pay royalties for all the songs I play?
Well, first of all, I mean, I know we're super awesome, but does Steven Tyler?
But yeah, I mean, that's just, I mean, okay, take a more super awesome show than us. We're not paying royalties. I think it's a ludicrous request. I mean, you may not care for Donald Trump, but I mean, this is not like the NFL where you have to have permission to rebroadcast this music or the show or whatever.
I'm glad you said that. The reason why Steven is pissed is because he likes Donald, they tight and everything, but he doesn't agree with everything that Donald says, and he doesn't want people to affiliate him
with
Donald.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Right, he's gotten in trouble for that a couple times.
Right. So that's why he said that, you know. I mean, we cool and everything, but I don't agree with everything you say, and I don't want people thinking that I do because you're playing my song
His
every time.
His music is associated with Donald Trump. He doesn't want that.
Right. Then let me ask you, from what you just said, so, like, let's say if I'm watching the Today Show and they talk about a particular song and they may play it or they may not play it or they may just say, like, the lyrics because they say, oh, well, if we say it, we're going to have to pay them to use this song.
Well, again,
what's the difference?
I mean, I don't know all the logistics of, you know, the finer points of rebroadcasting. But I'm sure that might have something to do with the fact that they are a broadcast entity. And if you notice, like, a lot of commercials now, they'll put the artist in the bottom corner of what they're playing because that's an agreement that they've reached with that person. Or
it's kind of like, we're going to give you a shout-out, but we're going to play your
right.
shit.
It's something like that. Somehow or another, that artist was compensated for that.
Right.
Or like all you guys that watch Ratchet TV, if you notice now, when they go to commercial breaks, before they go to the break, they'll play another snippet of the music that was playing during a particular scene or whatever to give that artist credit for that music. So I think it has something to do with the fact that they're a broadcast entity. But, I mean, shit, that's Donald Trump playing that song is no different than me taking my equipment and going to a club and playing some music. I don't have to send checks to everybody whose song I played that night. So if Donald wants to...
I wonder if it depends on, like part of what Mark was saying. He thinks He's like, hey, I'm sure that's my shit.
But unfortunately, that's not great.
But versus a club versus like in front of, well, I'm going to give him credit and say, let's say at least a million something people are probably going to see that, him walking out to that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Versus a club where you got just maybe a couple hundred people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of.
But see, my thing with Steven, you know, you might be biting off your nose to spite your face because those could be downloads for people that may not have heard this song, mm-hmm. and go download your shit because they heard it.
Yeah, I can.
Or people that just fuck with Donald Trump that hard and go download your song for that.
Yeah, I can agree with that part.
So.
But if I was him, I still would be like, don't play my shit.
Right.
I said no.
What Steven needs to do is take that energy and just, you know, go on CNN or whatever, and then you just set the record on that, the fact that you know, you don't agree with all of his points of views or whatever.
The dude from, I believe REM did that too.
Right.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. I told him to not play my songs.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I remember
thought it was going to be over once he said, don't play song. You know, like, why do I have to go? He didn't want to sue him. He just was like, look, don't, you know, play, we cool. Don't play my song. Uh-huh. Like, and he did it anyway. Like, whatever. Screw you, dude. So, I can see why he probably is where he is right now.
Well, you know, Donald Trump being as arrogant as he is, he doesn't listen to anyone. You know, I'm Donald Trump. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Right.
And that's it. That's how he sounds to me.
Okay, he does not sound like that at all.
Okay, moving on.
Just because you pout your lips doesn't make it sound.
Thank you, Brian.
Pout your lips.
All right. There's going to be a movie made about Miles Davis. Okay, and guess who's going to play Miles Davis? Anybody want to guess?
What's his name?
Don Cheadle?
Yep.
Okay, great. Moving on. Yeah, but I think that was a good choice, though. Don Cheadle is, you know what? He's like one of my, I'm going to say, third favorite actors.
Okay.
Everything that I've seen this guy playing, I mean, it's just phenomenal. He knocks it out of the box when it comes to acting, when it comes to, you know, like impersonating different ethnicities, languages and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this Bama here. I mean, I've never really seen anything that he played in.
He played a white guy?
Not yet.
No.
But hold on, that's the third
Hispanic
story.
Dude?
He's going. You never know.
Enough makeup in the world.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right about that, though. But anyway, my man's getting ready to play Miles Davis in the upcoming movie, Miles Davis, Miles Long.
Biopic.
Okay, the Miles Long. So that should be pretty good.
I
fucked it up. The name of the movie is going to be Miles Ahead. So I'm going to check that out.
I'm so glad you cut down on 7,000 emails that I would have to answer.
Yeah, well, I do what I can do when I can do it.
Murray.
Motherfucker. Okay. Anyway, for all you guys that had Christopher Columbus Day off, all right, do y'all remember back in 2013, okay? The Magna Carta, Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
He said the only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace.
Word.
You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, he bigged up Biggie Smalls on that joint, okay? And he said for the millions that who consider, you know, Christopher Columbus, you know, he discovered a land that was already inhabited, okay? So pretty much what he's saying is, Christopher Columbus didn't really discover America, which a lot of people say. Anyway, you know, but it's still a holiday, and a lot of people, you know, they petitioning and whatever, you know, to get that shit. Yeah.
You get that shit what?
Demolished.
They want it to 86. No longer be a holiday.
No longer be a holiday.
I think the only people, you know, quote me if I'm wrong, that really get it is the government, like schools are in, a lot of people go to work.
Banks?
Yeah, I think banks. Every people. Yeah, is
no, banks are closed.
I guess the federal government is the only one that acknowledges it still, right?
Or is it?
No. I mean, maybe if
you had one government account today that was closed.
Yeah, I was going to say, not just the government, but.
It's not as big a holiday as it once was, so.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not like Veterans Day or.
And Columbus Day itself isn't as popular as it once was. I mean, I remember when I was in school, we had school out, banks was closed, everything. Mm-hmm. But now, a lot of people don't recognize
it anymore.
Every
year is dwindling down.
Yeah, just
less
a little bit more. So, yeah. So, it's working.
I think there's a whole lot. I mean, other than, of course, what Jay-Z mentioned. I think there's a whole bunch of other Christophers that should be acknowledged on this day. I mean, like, I mean, there's like Christopher Cross. This wonderful song of Arthur's theme.
I mean, I do, you know.
All right.
Okay.
Who remembers this song?
I need to wait.
Somebody wasn't it?
Someone turns your heart around. Here we go. Yeah. When you get lost between the moon and New York City. Y'all remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that.
I do. If you get caught between the moon
and New York City. All right, all right. Another. Let's get another Christopher in here. Come on now. Who remembers this one?
I was liking that.
But it's true.
Huh? Who remembers this famous Christopher right here?
Hey, girl.
And body.
All right.
I don't remember him. Gracious. All I see is
your love. Remember.
Shit.
All right. So, yeah.
No crisscross?
There you go.
That's you stole my damn joke. God damn it. You damn girl.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Pick up my paper. Wow. I got caught up in the music.
Right.
Okay. What was I going to do? Oh, yeah.
This Christopher Birch.
That beat though.
I did
like
the beat too.
Yeah, boy. How much money y'all think Kanye worth?
This Christopher Walken.
All right.
Styles keep a changing, the world's rearranging, but Edna, you're timeless to me. Hemlines are shorter. A beer costs a quarter, but time cannot take what comes free.
Christopher Days for y'all. You like a stinky old
cheese. Okay. Wasn't that Christopher in Kid and Play? No.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Which one though? Is it the light skinned
dude? The one with the red hair. The one with the eraser top. That was Chris. He was Chris.
Okay.
Christopher Reed, I wanna say.
Reed.
That's the Superman.
Right.
My bad.
You couldn't play for that?
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole bunch of them.
Anyway, back to the question. How much?
Then there was Matt Cobra and Christopher. Right light, right light, tight light, tight light, tight light,
tight light, my type, smooth and tight. Come on, Christopher, for the girls. Christopher.
No worry, call them lucky, them I worry about you. You no worry about worry, can worry, no worry you. Them I worry about them and I worry about you. Tell a girl, fill out your name and stop worry about you. Them I worry about clothes and show diesel fit you. Dulce and Gabby Louis Vuitton if it's
you.
How much do we think Kanye is worth?
Yeah. Ballpark. Right on top of your head.
I'm going to say.
But just don't mix up anybody with Chris Jones.
life as we know it, must go on. And so the hustlers continue to hustle.
Chris Jones?
And the players continue to play.
Hey, hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, what's
up? This one clean.
Get out of here, man. Yeah?
Yeah, you can do it.
Boy, you on your way, too?
Up to that. We heard it was coming.
Nah, I was just up on
remember
there.
Remember this one, Damage?
It's not ringing a bell at the moment.
That's cool. You the man. You the man.
Howard.
They spent a lot of time with DC.
Yeah. That's what I said. I can't remember if he went to Howard. If I remember, it's two dudes, right?
I remember this one.
I remember it now.
They were good looking.
Like it.
Good looking.
I would say 80 million.
Did I give her an answer?
Now back to Doc's diagnosis. Don't think previously so. In progress.
And previously interrupted. 80?
Yes.
I'm gonna go
Brian?
With, I'm gonna go with 60.
60?
What was the question?
How much do you think Kanye is worth?
Kanye is worth probably about 200 million.
Dang, wow. Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna run down his pedigree real quick. Okay, and then I'll let y'all know at the bottom. Okay, Kanye dropped out of college, okay, to pursue his music career. Now, did y'all know that when he first started with Rockefeller Records, he was just supposed to be a producer? Mm-hmm. He wasn't really. Okay, then. Nigga, just act like you don't know, okay? Anyway, since then, he spent 4 years performing his art and his craft. Okay, now he's won a whole lot of awards. Okay, 40 significant awards overall.
You're not going to name them all?
No, okay. I'm not going to name them all. I ain't got that much time. All right. But 21 Grammys. Okay. Seven BET Awards. Two American Music Awards. Kanye is worth, as of 2015, $180 million.
Wow.
I wonder if that includes his ugly-ass clothing line.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't get a breakdown.
Not. Yeah. What? I need sauces.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have so much time to do my shit. You know, plus, you say don't run down all the awards, so I got to cut it short. So don't be mad at me when I don't have all the
don't try it.
Anyway, we got a lot of more coming up, y'all. That concludes my diagnosis.
Before you get it out. Okay.
Wait, there's more.
No, I wanted to ask y'all about, you know, the conversation we were having earlier about Raven Simone. Saying that she would not, and she said this on The View, and I'm sure everybody has probably, most of us have probably seen
quite
it
a few.
By now, that she said she wouldn't hire anybody that had a ghetto name.
Right, right.
And then Whoopi was like, hello, W-H-O-O-P-I. Like, her name was Whoopi.
Right.
You know, and I felt like, really, girl? Did you just say that out loud? Like, out your mouth?
She wasn't. You wouldn't.
But I think, though, she was serious. I mean, she may want attention. Did you see it, B?
I didn't. I mean, I heard a little blast about it.
A little sound.
But
I
have this
built-in
mechanism right now that as soon as I hear Raven Simone, my brain just shuts off.
She does say, like, a lot of dumb shit. And I think people were like, why is she still on the show? Why is she still relevant? I'm like, because of the shit she says. And it gets people watching. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I have not watched The View. And I don't know how long, but I find myself like I will tape it just so I can watch and see like what kind of dumb shit she's going to say or, you know, and the joy came back too. So.
And not only that, that goes back to Donald Trump. A lot of times people say shit that people are thinking but won't really say it out loud.
Right.
Is it like that comment that she just made? There's a lot of people that think that way but probably won't say it.
Right.
But, you know.
But I'm saying, it's like, I don't know.
I'm not just another loudmouth. I'm a loudmouth who says things you're afraid to say.
Word.
Voila.
But I mean, I'm like, it's 2015. Just because somebody's mom named you something that is different, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that's, you know, for lack of a better term, that's who you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, your mom can name you whatever. I mean, my name is like different sounding, but you know, but what? And what? You know what I mean? That wouldn't, that does not make me, you know, I'm a very, very intelligent person. I can read. Mm-hmm. I can speak the king's language very well.
Yes,
so,
you,
but,
yes, you do.
So you're going to see my name on a resume and think, no, not her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When I could be like the best employee you ever had your life, but I'm going to be tossed in the trash just because, you know. And actually, Joy, that's on the show, made a good point. She was like, well, a lot of white people name their kids after fruit, like apple.
Mm-hmm. And fabric.
How about
denim?
Denim.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you have...
direction. North and west.
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, and what's the other kid's name? Bronx something, something. Did you have some, one of the people that named their kid after, like, I think Superman's real name or Kal-El or something. I think it... Can't remember the dude's name, but all my comic book people will know who I'm talking about. But It's just like, so yeah, what about those people with the weird ass names? It's like, you see Apple Johnson,
you know they're white.
You know what I'm saying? On a resume, you know what I mean?
You know they're white. You know they're Caucasian.
See?
I mean,
that's a different weird ass name too.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. But you know the ethnicity of that person,
yeah,
as opposed to Watermelon Tanya or whatever she. What did she say?
Watermelon Drea, which is hilarious because I did not know that was a real person. That actually is a, well, it's not a person, but it's a somebody that plays a character, and that's the character's name.
Oh, what?
Right, on like YouTube. It's a guy that has like a YouTube channel, and he plays, I think it's Watermelon Drea or something like that. And that was the name she said, and he was like, what's good? What's good, Raven?
Right. Now, when she first said that, I thought she was just being funny, but
me too.
Then when she said, I would not hire, come on.
Right, okay. Yeah. You going far with this.
Right, like,
I mean,
like
because
Raven is real.
That's what I'm about to say, because you know, every other person you meet's name is Raven.
With an accent.
How about that?
Raven Simone, excuse me, hyphen Simone with a little accent joint. Like,
nah, you know what? Actually, it looked like a raven.
Probably her mama called her Rayvon.
Chopped on her head, shit, and cut all that shit off on one side, and she looked like a fucking peacock on crack.
Her mama probably called her Rayvon, really named her Rayvon, but the
Simone.
But her manager was like, "Listen here, this nigga shit ain't gonna fly. We're just gonna say Raven."
Right, but also too, Mark is right. I'm like, bitch, you got a red weave mohawk on your head.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
That
so
shit
it's like
missing with a little thing on.
You
the
know
side.
What I mean? So it's like if you walked in the door and they didn't know you were the Raven Simone, they would be like, no.
How about that? How about
we're gonna change your appointment? We'll call you. Don't
call us. Yeah, right. Send a picture in with your
I'm
name.
Saying, so you're just gonna discriminate against somebody
because of their name. How about that haircut?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyway,
you keep fucking around on The View. What's the name of what's the show that she's on?
The View.
The View.
You said it.
Mm-hmm. And you keep on doing that shit, you gonna be flying around looking for another job.
No, she's pulling ratings, so she's
right. I mean, for now, I think she's okay. Yeah. Like, I don't think they won't like get rid of her for now. Seriously,
right,
like,
but
I'm
she
saying,
on the list
because I know I'm not the only person that's like, let me tune in and see what this bitch is saying today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
you got a point there.
I mean, and then you had the other people. One of the chicks, I'm like, I don't know why you're there. You don't talk.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how to get into a conversation with these people. So I don't know why you're there. I figure it's a matter of time before she's
See,
gone.
See, it's been so long since I've seen it. I don't even know. I know Raven and Whoopi is on there, but I don't even know.
Another comedian named Michelle, and then they have a political person named Paula, and she also I think does Good Morning America weekends or some shit, but she's a political to get that political aspect.
Okay,
you know, but she barely speaks. Like, they don't really let her say shit. I mean,
she's
they really don't.
Smart. She's
why?
Probably like, I'm not even getting involved in this.
I think
this
that's it.
Foolish.
Some of that is that too. Some of it is that too, because I can see she want to say something, and she's like, oh, I'm just gonna sit back and I'm gonna shut up.
I don't
want to
associate
because I have other
this.
Jobs now. I don't want to jeopardize the other jobs. So.
Fine line.
Well, okay. I'm sorry for.
No, that was good though. That was good.
Yeah, that just pissed me off. I had to talk about that.
All right. Thank you, Nene, for topping off the diagnosis. We got a lot of more coming up. Y'all stay tuned.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
And who can forget someday at Christmas?
Thank you.
Then there's Christina Aguilera.
Does she count?
Damn it, Gina, go on and sing it. You're getting close to the mic. Go on and do it.
Wait, Gina, hit that jump. You can
do it.
Dare touch anything from her.
Gotta do that much too.
Also, waiting for someone
to release me. Yes.
Okay. No takers?
No, no takers.
I put on a Christopher Aguilera thing. I hit it for. No.
That's like a Lamarck suggestion.
Yeah, me too, man.
All right.
And we're back. Hey, why my phone decided to go out as soon as I said that? That's rude. Anyway, want to give a shout out to one of our new listeners, Irvin. He said, Hip Hop Digest introduced me. Now this podcast is in my regular rotation in my favorites list. That's what's up, Irvin. And shout out to the gentleman at Hip Hop Digest.
All right.
Hey.
Stay tuned.
Genius.
King Killer.
The killer.
Shout out to those gentlemen.
Them is some cool ass dudes.
Yeah, they are cool. I mean, I didn't get a chance to meet them. I mean, it's what like somebody invited me.
I'm saying though, look.
And sit and Queen, listen and take
they gave
stuff,
me,
but
they
okay.
gave me the key to the bat studio. You know what I'm saying?
Done.
So, but listen. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to tell everybody this.
I like beer.
That's what I was about to say. The key to the studio was some good ass shit.
I'm saying
some good shit.
Okay, I'm just joking.
And then you know, I'm gonna tell you why I want you to be there next time.
I'm serious.
This no bullshit. Mm-hmm. Me and Kirk G gonna probably have to sit in another room. Mm-hmm. Because you and King Killer with them fucking eyes, y'all two motherfuckers get to looking and shit. Y'all might like develop some type of nuclear energy.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Save the planet type shit. Yeah.
Kirk G.
Yeah, so anyway.
Come on,
we'll
use our powers for good.
No, I mean, I'll be looking in yours like, while you look in his. I'm not going to look in his.
Okay.
But I'm going to be looking like sort of how I'm doing right now. Hey.
See, I'm trying to use them for good, not evil.
She's trying.
It's like, why do I feel my pockets turning inside out the more I look at your eyes?
Ridiculous.
Anyway.
All right. Damn it, Gina. Can you remind people what the question was last week? And then I'm going to read some feedback.
Did you see that official Mark look that she gave you?
Was it what? One of confusion?
You doing the show?
That is not how I look.
Yeah, that is an insult,
Mark.
Too,
hey,
man.
Whatever.
I know.
That is not how I look. That was
I'm
ready
always
to
on cue with
respond.
My shit.
Respond. The question from last week was a gentleman sent in some information asking if we could help him with a problem that he was having, which he was not feeling the young lady he had been dating for several months and decided to be intimate with her to see if that would be the cherry on top. It made things worse. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to ask us how he should end it with her.
Okay. Thank you. Yep, that was it.
And we gave our feedback.
Did we?
Ever.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah.
So we got another person that wrote in and said, either way, you're fucked. She's going to hit you with so much venom after you tell her it's a done deal. If you don't call, you're going to come off like a pussy punk bitch to her.
Wow.
I went through something similar about a year and some change ago. Same thing we talked about for a couple of months. The connection was decent at best. I made the mistake of sliding in that thang a couple times, thinking maybe that'll turn the notch up.
Right.
But of course, that didn't help. Mm. And when I finally told her that it wasn't working, man, the hell I caught was fierce. Mm. The pure venom that came out of her mouth was beyond filthy and disrespectful.
Mm. Wow.
She hit him with the flip flop.
Sounds
so
like it.
So and such and such.
Right?
Right.
She called me everything but a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to hear it. Just be prepared, brother. And that feedback is coming from Kmart.
All right.
Thank you, Kmart.
Mizzy.
Thank you.
I know Kmart had a good weekend.
Did he?
He had to have a good weekend.
Why?
His Dusty Pigeons won this week.
Oh.
his adopted team from the East.
The Pigeons.
Dusty at that.
You know, I think what Kmart does with the Eagles is the equivalent to like Angela Jolie. Just going to other countries and picking up children, you know, that don't look nothing like her.
You know what? This is not about,
I'm just saying,
about
man.
That. This is about his feedback.
I understand. Great feedback.
It was really
I agree.
Good
feedback. It was good feedback.
It doesn't matter how much of a gentleman you are. You're going to get the wrath of God laid upon you. Mm.
But he said she called him everything but a child of God.
Right?
He said, be ready. Because it's
going to come in scorn. That's how they
bitch
do
it. Call me what you want. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Well, in that case, don't call me at
don't
all.
Don't call, period.
God damn it.
Yeah. Don't call at all is what he's trying to tell you.
No doubt. Well, hey, look. There's a lot more meat left on that bone than we all gave our opinion. I don't know what y'all, I don't know if like, if y'all can like, sneak your smartphones in the garage and type your response while your boo thing ain't sitting there next to you looking at you like, what you gonna say? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
And you know what, though? For real, though, I really want to hear more from, I would love to hear from the women's point of view on this.
Yeah, how about that? How about
you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Mm-hmm. I am so done with the ladies. I just feel like
ladies, they pulling
up lame. I don't
know lame.
What happened.
Except for Miss Angela. I'd just like to hear from Angela a bit more.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what happened to the ladies. It was like we were out there, we were moving.
Yeah, what are you at?
Well, remember on the last show, she sang Happy Birthday to B, so.
That was Lady Roe? I thought that was,
One was Kai, and the really sassy one was Lady Roe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about as far as the,
What, just hanging out?
Well.
What?
Did she answer,
Did somebody say Lady Roe?
Right.
okay.
Damn, hey. Was any of y'all on Twitter last week?
Mm-mm.
A week before?
Doing what?
Miss Lady Rose said, I might get a cordial invite to be the official inspector of the before and after.
Oh. No, I got cut out of that one. Because remember, y'all were including me in the ad, you know, with the conversation back and forth.
Oh, you but ain't then, see that
one? But somewhere in there, I must have got dropped out. I guess it got personal. And she was like, I don't need her anymore
I
to
got,
go on.
Yeah.
Bye, queen.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Boo. Oh, okay. Well, good luck on that.
I'm saying.
Okay.
Properly inspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know. First, I have to do a thorough
inspection
before, you know, the start, just to make sure that this is absolutely needed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And it is authentic, and you have to authenticate the boobies. I get you.
No doubt.
Okay.
Then afterwards, you know, gotta. Just make sure everything was
done. You gonna
be
there for the process or just beginning and the end?
No, I mean, when I see the finished work, there's no way I can watch it happen.
Oh, okay.
I'll cry.
And, okay. People are probably like, what the what?
Then I have to change the sound effect.
Oh, cut it short. Okay.
Damn, could you use some other words, Queen?
What? I said cut it short.
Yeah, damn.
It was real. Okay. Maybe, what? All right.
Moving on.
Cut the boobies.
I know. I got that. It was really long.
Right.
And then you did it kind of short. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You weren't in the. Okay. You did say you weren't in that conference.
No. Yeah. I wasn't in that.
Yeah.
Zoinks. All right. Sorry. We had a sidebar conversation. Please forgive us. Anyway, but you know, we do that shit anyway. All right. So this is actually a question that I thought about. I don't remember, because I've had this written down for a really long time, and I don't remember why I said it. And I do have another variation of this question, but I'm going to save that for another show that TP is sitting on, you know, in with us, because I think it would be fun. But I want to find out from you guys, how important is code switching, and do you use it daily? I mean, we all know what code switching is, right?
Okay. Absolutely.
One person is shaking her head. Mark, do you know what code?
What is it?
Baby Jesus. Okay. You know, like, when you're at work, you know, you may answer the phone and be like, hi, this is Mary. How may I help you? Mm-hmm. And then when you're home, you're like, hey, bitch, what? What you want? This is Mary. Why are you calling me? You know, so it's like you have that work voice, the way you act at work.
Okay.
The way you act at home, the way you act with your friends. Mm-hmm. Code switching. That's what they call it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Hence the problem.
Now
right
the
there.
Question again.
I'm right. I'm like, so now I'm more interested because I'm like, you just like, I'm myself 100. Okay, let me ask you. But wait. Let me repeat it just so you can, now that you know what code switching is, you can answer it. Okay, how important is code switching and do you use it daily?
I think it's very important, and I don't know if I would say I use it daily, because I want to say 85% of me is pretty authentic. So whether I'm in an office setting or at home, I pretty much sound the same. But there are those times, that other 15%, where I may get a little, you know, just a hint different. So I would
say...
What
do you mean by hint different? Like,
you know, sometimes...
I don't know if which way would you go.
Well, there are times where I would probably get a little hint, ghetto fabulous, just a little. Depending on who I'm talking to, depending on what I'm talking about, how long we've been friends, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I have digressed a time or two. But overall, I would probably say 80% this is pretty much me, the way that I sound, the way that I act. And I don't do a lot of code switching. But there are those times where I do. And you have to. The way I talk to some of my friends... Yeah, you would never be able to do that in a work setting, ever. So, yes, I do it.
Marky Mark.
The way I talk is pretty much the way I talk. You know, every now and again, I wouldn't say I would change the way I talk, but I might, you know, I might not say some of the things that I say, like when it comes to cursing and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially like when I'm talking to my boss, but I'm getting more comfortable even talking to him. You know, and like Gina said, the more that you know, I'm around you, the more comfortable I'm gonna get talking to you. But if you're talking to me in a professional manner all the time, and you know you're not really cursing and you're really being professional, that's the way I'm gonna be towards you. You know, but I don't really change. I don't. You know, defer from anything.
But in
a
way, that's a form of code switching. If you're saying if that person's speaking professional to you, blah, 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 mm-hmm. you're going to talk to them that way, then you're code switching mm-hmm. because that's not the way you talk.
No. I didn't. Yeah. Okay. But what I'm saying is I might, instead of saying a curse word, I might just not say it. Mm-hmm. Not meaning I'm changing what I'm saying. It's just meaning I'm not adding a curse word. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I get that, because I'm actually kind of like that too. Who I am is who I am, but I may not use curse words when I'm at work and like when I'm talking to particular, you know,
the same thing
person.
That I say to you, I might say to Gina, but I may add a few curse words in there because I'm more comfortable talking to her like that.
Mm-hmm. Don't be cussing at me.
not saying that I'm changing. Okay.
We get you.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess you could say.
But I was talking about her.
Oh.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Don't be talking to me like that.
Right.
All the way over.
Was that her 15%?
I love that.
There you go. It real rears ugly head every now and then. So there you go.
Right.
Well, at 6'8", 350 pound, and black, code switching is a daily part of my existence.
I can believe that.
But the good thing about it is I've been in a lot of situations where I'm able to give you both just to let you understand that shit's real. You know what I'm saying? Like, dealing with some of my clients, you know, I'll always, you know, address them very professionally and blah, 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 da, da, da. I use a softer tone than I normally speak with. And then as soon as they feel like they comfortable and they step out of pocket, then I show them some other shit. And right. then they get right back in their place. And I usually don't have to switch back and forth any, you know, anymore because they don't know. You know what I'm saying? If you see a sleeping bear, don't come poking that motherfucker. Just tiptoe around it. So, but like, especially when it comes to certain situations, I love trying to handle, like, when it has to deal with maybe like a retail store or something like that, I like to handle it over the phone. And I will code switch the fuck out of them. And then when I show up and I say, hey, how you doing? I'm Brian. They're like, you're Brian? I'm like, I'm Brian. Yes, I'm that dude.
You too just late. Right. Give me my discount, bitch.
Right. You already told me what we doing. Let's not even play this game. So, you know, it's, I think it's, you know, it's so funny because I think maybe 20 some odd years ago, code switching was often mistaken for selling out. But I think nowadays, I think more people are understanding the fact that you got to do what you got to do to...
Sometimes you have to assimilate.
Right.
Unfortunately.
You got to keep the lights on at right. all costs.
It sucks.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not necessarily looked at as you being fake, but it's... But, like, for instance, when I have conversations with some of the people in my office setting, you know, I'll see them turn around like, why do you know about that? Or, you went there? Or, you did that? Or, you do that? You know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just as diverse as you are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, sometimes, you know, it can be used kind of, you know, just let people know, hey, you know, you thought you were the smartest person in the room, but I was just the quietest one. So.
Agreed. Well, like I was saying, for me, Mark, I do now. I am pretty much who I am here and in front of people at work. But the only thing maybe different that I may omit is curse words, you know, because yes, I do have a potty mouth. I try not to.
Me as well.
Right. Let it out
me
all
three.
The time.
Me three.
You know, but, you know, at work, I will kind of pull back on that. But, right. I mean, too, like what Brian was saying, too, I remember I worked with this travel agent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we worked together, had to be like a year, okay. back and forth, talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And so when we finally had the chance to, and mind you, this is a black guy. And I knew he was a black dude. I think, matter of fact, he may have been Jamaican, I think. Okay. But so I knew he was black, you know, right, of course, right. didn't know what he looked like. But I didn't, you know, I didn't care. I'm doing business with you. I don't care what you look like. Mm-hmm. So when I actually finally had the chance to meet him at an event, he was kind of like, like looked at me like, and he actually said, you do not look how you sound.
Right, right, right.
And all I could do was laugh because I was like, you know what? I don't even have the time to go, well, who do you think I am? And how do you think I sound? Mm-hmm. What do you think that I look like? Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even feel like doing all that shit. Because right, I knew right. what he was trying to say. I mean, I'm like, sorry, just because I sound professional and I have a, like I said, I know how to put sentences together.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
What are you trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So. Whatever.
You know, kind of a funny situation that came up a few weeks ago.
Go ahead, Drew.
I had...
whatever.
I raised my hand first.
Continue.
Didn't I?
Continue.
I had to, on some of my clients, I have to call them instead of actually going to visit them. And so I called this one client, and I was like, hey, how you doing? This is Brian with Capital Eagle. And he was like, huh? I said, it's Brian with Capital Eagle. He was like, I have a new rep.
Damn.
And I was like, nah, this is Brian. I was there earlier this week. Man, you don't sound nothing like you. But it's like I'm so used to like I said, when I get on the phone.
It's automatic, like we just click and we're just like, mm-hmm. Hi, exactly. This is Brian from
Right.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I do definitely think it's automatic.
That's not right, man. We shouldn't have to do that shit. We shouldn't.
I mean, to a degree, but then you can't be in the office like, excuse me, can you pass that shit over here? I mean,
I'm talking about not curse words. I mean, no, you shouldn't be sailor curse wording at work. But I mean, I'm just saying, you shouldn't have to be like.
And that's where I was about to go with that.
You shouldn't have to do that.
Because both you and Mark mentioned the fact that you may omit a curse word, but is that necessarily code switching or is that proper office etiquette?
I don't think, that's why I said etiquette. I don't think I code switch because I think who I am here and who I am in the office is the same person.
Right.
I just take out curse words depending on who I'm talking to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the only thing for me, I don't think I code switch at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we all do it.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I'm doing. Y'all know the Big B curveball
has to come.
So here it goes. And I don't want nobody faking out on this one, including the listeners. Listeners, I'm going to get to you next. So right here, right now, I want everybody to do their best code switch voice.
Okay, I need to be talking to somebody, though.
Hello, Mark. This is Charnine. I called you about the item that you had for sale in the, in the paper the other day.
Okay, hey, Charnine, how you doing?
I am great, thank you.
Okay, okay. Well, you had a question?
I'm wondering about the product. Can you give me a little bit more information?
Okay, well, it's really big.
That got derailed like immediately. So yeah, so you don't code switch. We got you, Gina.
It's really big.
Right.
Okay.
Like, when did the code switch voice come on? It was like, not only did the code switch voice not come on, but neither did it.
Let me finish.
I was afraid.
Right. Okay. Did we need to let you finish? Right.
Yes, she did. Yes, you did.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Finish.
Now, it's really big. Now, the picture that you saw on the internet.
That's your same voice, though.
But what he's trying to tell you, he doesn't code switch.
I understand that. We established that. But what I'm saying is,
if you had to,
give us your best code switch voice.
Okay. Start all over again. All right, start all over. Come on, G.
Hello, Mark. This is Mary. I'm calling about the job
you applied for.
Oh, there you go. I'm calling about the job you applied for. And I want you to tell me a little bit about yourself and why I should hire you.
Well, first of all, Mary, is it?
Yes, it is.
I'm Mary. I've been in this field for, 15 years. I have a good personality. I have good driving experience. I'm great with people. And the thing about it is that once that I talk to you and I sell you on my product, I think that I would be a great asset to your company. And that's pretty much why I was interested in the job.
That sounds great.
Oh,
that sounds excellent.
Yay.
Oh, thank you.
You're hired.
Gina?
How much do I get paid?
Let's see.
Hello, Gina.
I was going to come from a totally different aspect.
Dude,
hello. Let's see. Hello. Hi, you're the manager?
Yes, I am. What can I do for you?
I really appreciate you coming over. I just want to let you know that I've been sitting here waiting for 15 minutes.
Oh, my.
A server never came to me. I never was asked about a drink. No one has even approached to see if I needed anything. This is totally unacceptable, and I'd like to know what you're going to do about it to make this experience better. You need to turn this around.
Okay. I know the end got a little bit sus, but I'm like, oh my, okay, what?
I have actually said that because that has definitely happened, and they're usually really great about it, mm-hmm. and but they expect for you. First of all, I'm not asking for anything for free,
right?
Next, they're going to address me accordingly because I am again spending my money. So yes, I've done that a number of times, and it's always worked out quite favorably.
Good for you.
Now, if you have someone come over, yeah, you know, you just fucked up. Yeah, no, that's not going to get you the response that you want. So there you go.
You want to go next or last?
Last.
Okay. Yes. Hi. How are you? I was calling to wonder about, I was reading an article and I noticed that the 20% off deal that you had last week was over yesterday. Unfortunately, I was out of the country and my plane was delayed coming back. And I wanted to know, is there any way that you could possibly accommodate me in getting SL? I'm a regular customer and blah, 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 whatever. Here you go.
All right. That one was a good one.
I like it.
My plane was delayed as I was coming from out of the country. I'm just saying, what can you say to that?
We don't care. But they wouldn't say that. I don't
no,
know.
They
you
wouldn't say that.
You sound, you pretty much sound like yourself, except, I don't know. You still sound different, but you kind of still
code switching.
Sound like yourself. So
right.
I think it was still pretty good.
Pretty much.
Greeny.
Right.
Whatever. I was giving a compliment.
No. That's what I'm saying. But I was agreeing with you. I said pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, but there's still, sometimes you can see, you can hear the subtle difference in people.
I mean, Queen's been with me when I've code switched my ass off.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, tee hee.
This motherfucker.
Right.
All right.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, for me, I'm pretty much the same too, but it would be like, let's say, perfect example, I'm going to Nordstrom. Hi. Yes, I bought these shoes and I don't know what happened with them. Like, I wore them once and there's like a nail or something in the shoe and it's like really hurting me. So, I'm bringing these back to you. So, so what can you do for me? I mean, being though it's Nordstrom, you can pretty much say whatever the fuck you want. They're
pretty
like,
much,
okay.
Pretty much.
Oh, man.
Don't take this crap. All right.
Right. Pretty much.
Yeah, ma'am. One of these heels are completely grind down.
Right. B, didn't I tell you?
Were you running in a circle? What the hell?
No, I'm saying, but B, didn't I tell you this? Diego told me, or maybe I didn't. Diego told me he watched this guy. He wore these shoes, took them back to the men's department, wore these shoes. They were like worn down to clearly this man was wearing these shoes.
All right.
And when he went, he was like, yeah, I need to return these because they're not working for me. And the guy.
right.
And the guy was like, okay. I mean, that's pretty much all he could say was, okay. So he was like, yeah, I'm going to need to return these. Had to give the guy his money back.
What store was it?
Nordstrom. Oh, I'm sorry. Nordstrom's.
Okay.
I smacked my friend for that yesterday. Nordstrom, bitch. It's no S's on it.
All right.
Leave the S off for savings.
What? We're going to talk about some fucked up words in African American language real soon.
How about that?
Right. But anyway.
How about that?
When I hear every day dealing with my skins. It is Kirk. It is not Kurt. I don't know why y'all black people want to name everybody Kurt.
Spell it.
K-I-R-K.
Versus?
K-I-R-T.
Or it's different spelling. K. Right. I'm seeing it with a U. I'm seeing it with a K-I-R.
Right. But either way, it's
Kurt.
Not.
Right.
It's Kurt Cousins. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we probably should do something like that too. Versus what you think and what it really is.
Right.
Okay.
Right. How about that?
So here's the challenge. Okay. Y'all all heard us step up to the mic and give us our best code switch. I want to hear from you guys. I don't want any written shit this week.
Oh.
I need you to call into the show to the hotline. Okay. Call into the hotline. And I need you to, you don't got to say who you are. You can be totally anonymous.
Consistent caller, where are you?
And just give us your
consistent
code switch.
The name has to change.
Drop it.
Right.
You sometimes caller.
Uh-huh. She got demoted.
Right.
Occasional but, caller.
Yeah. Who that is, caller.
But so. If you're, like what B just said, 202. 750-B
1437 or
202-750
1IDS.
Don't be shy.
Come on, you guys. Let's have some fun. Let's meet each other, man. Let's interact.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
New Deepsters. OG Deepsters.
Absolutely.
Oh,
OG Deepsters. Those are the ones that the feds came to the door? Is that
the feds?
Oh.
I just mean like the, you've been around,
it's,
son.
It's an Empire thing.
Wait, is that? Oh, I don't watch Empire.
I'm with you, though.
Wait a minute.
I got you.
If I, because I said son, does that count as color switching?
Marco's looking like,
it's culture switching. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, me thinking.
You came around, son.
No doubt. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a little something y'all haven't heard in a while. Stay tuned. It's that time again, unfortunately, y'all.
Oh boy.
To bring you another episode of Being Black. Queen.
Sir.
There was a rather big event in D.C. this weekend. Ooh. You know what event that was? There was a couple.
I was going to say, there was a couple.
But which one might I be talking about?
Let's see. There was the Million Man March.
Mm-hmm. Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Taste of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Irrelevant.
Okay. Then, I believe there was a party of some sort at the 18th Street Lounge.
There was a 20th year anniversary of ESL.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That's unheard of in the club industry.
Word.
Be open 20 years.
That's real.
Throwing niggas down steps and
no,
uh-huh. Hey, you stay open.
You've been there for 10 years of step throwing.
How about that?
Hey, Brian, let them know a little history about the club.
I'll get to that.
Okay, all right then.
So, so of course, you know, this party brought out all of the who's who, and I'm hot and I'm the greatest that ever did it, and then I traveled from Colorado, and I...
Greatest.
All of that. Well, they all showed up this week.
Oh.
So there was a young lady that she owned some businesses of some sort, and a gentleman from another club brought her over and was like, hey, this is so-and-so, and, you know, if you can take care of her for me, you know. And I looked at him, I was like, okay, I said, yeah, are you on the guest list or do you have tickets? And she goes, oh, no, I don't have. I said, yeah. So what you want to do is get in that line over there.
Oh,
we're
my.
Not, yeah, guest list and tickets only at this point.
Sir?
D, wait, hold on. I am so-and-so. I know your owners. I know the boss. Blah, 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 blah. I said, great. Okay. that line right over there.
Damn it.
For non-ticket holders, and as soon as we check in all of the people that pre-purchase tickets, then we'll go to people that would like to get in afterwards.
Oh my!
Uh-oh.
I would like to speak to the door manager. I said, "Hold on 1 second." I did a 360 and faced her back on the other side, and I said, "How may I help you, ma'am?" Oh, and she was like, "You're not the manager." I said, "Why am I not the manager?" She said, "Because."
Gotcha.
I said, go ahead, mama, finish your sentence. See what you were on the road there, you know. Because God forbid us poor downtrodden niggas can ever manage environment like this.
Okay, but the question everybody wants to know. Did she get in?
No.
No, she walked off. Her and her. Well, she didn't actually go all the way there. Her girlfriend took it the rest of the way.
Okay.
Of course, her girlfriend was black.
Oh,
and
no.
Had to be Captain Save an Ethnicity.
As they say on just thinking out loud, she was Miss Millie, but the black version.
How about that?
She saved Miss Millie. Sorry.
So, and you know the funny thing, this has always been hilarious to me. When you're from, you know, another country or wherever, and you find it imperative that you curse people out in English that you don't speak well, that is always a show within a show. You fuck, suck, you fuck you.
Oh my.
Fuck him.
I blow you. Blow you too.
And it was, no, seriously, there were at minimum 60 to 70 people in line.
Wow.
As she walked up the street, incorrectly cursing me out, everyone in unison just busted out laughing.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't have to say a word to her. She is shattered.
Right.
So, yeah. They didn't make it. Anyway.
That's fun.
Yeah, man. So that's it brings us to the end of another lovely show. Gina Two Finger. Because they already said you won.
I did. Let me reiterate my one finger. Mm. Yes. Being in class all weekend, one finger to you in VA. Two fingers? Sorry. I mean, Mark, you can still say it if you want. But the weather was phenomenal. And that made being in class for that long even worse, because every time you got a break, you got a chance to go outside. And I just wanted to get in my car and drive off and never come back. So, yeah, two fingers to the weather. Sorry.
You know what I like about this weather? Bougie niggas like me get to wear three outfits a day.
Damn.
Because I get to wake up early in the morning because it's like 50. Mm-hmm. And I can put on a nice, you know, some jeans, nice jacket. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not pushing it to a sweater yet. It's not there. But a nice, you know, long sleeve button up. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I can come home because now it's risen to about 75, 80.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can throw back on some shorts.
Still got that nice cool crisp in the air.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Then, you know, I go hit the bar, do what I do, whatever. I was like, then come back home, do the quick change again, and now I'm back into another outfit to meet 60 heading to 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. And then, and I'm like, you know.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my bouginess and all of its grandeur. Mm-hmm.
Two fingers to fall.
Yes.
No doubt. Doctor.
Oh, shit.
Yay.
Two fingers to my baby girl who got all A's and one B on her report card. Yep.
Good time. You need a J-Lit. That was automatic. I'm sorry.
That's right. I'm so proud of her.
Yay.
Let me see. One finger. I got to go to my skins. Man. Y'all did everything good. I'm still proud of them. They hung in there.
I can't give them one finger, though. I respect this is yours, but I can't give him one finger.
Yeah, I'm just okay. A half of one, you know.
It's like, you know, when you put you want to put your finger up, but you don't do it all the way like this. You be like this.
Yeah, just
like at the knuckle.
Yeah,
like you don't want to give him the whole.
Yeah, the whole joint. Just bend like it, a half of one.
Yeah,
gotcha. Just like a half of one.
I got you.
But you know what? To be honest with you, I didn't really want. I thought we were going to be, you know, annihilated, blown out from the get-go. But one thing I forgot about my team is when we play good teams, we play hard.
But see, that's that's what I like about what's happening right now.
Okay.
All of those buffoonish ways that we used to have are behind us. What you're seeing right now, because all of our starters are hurt. So all you seeing right now are some hungry young puppies out there scrapping their ass off, and they're making mistakes, but they learn it.
Right.
And then the crap that they're learning right now is invaluable.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I told, after work Saturday night, we sitting around drinking beers, I said, for sure. I said, we not going to get it. I said, I don't think we're going to pull it out, but we not going to get stomped.
Right,
because to be honest with you, I think the Falcons are paper undefeated champions right now.
They not real right now.
And to be honest, we could have won that game. Oh,
we should have.
I mean, yeah.
We should have.
Right, right.
We should have.
For the longest time, wasn't it like 7-0? Then it was 7-3. Then I turned back.
Then
I was
7-6.
Like,
and then, yeah, and we just went downhill. They played a tough game, but the good thing about where we are right now, the next step is games like this. You wrap them up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Teams that you're supposed to beat, you beat. Games like this, you wrap them up. And then when you stand toe-to-toe with the New Englands of the world, you stand there, you punch them in the mouth, and when the smoke clears, you see who's standing.
Okay.
And you can't, and I can't, the only people that should take the Giants game out of this equation, the only people that should really, really be pissed are those that thought we were going 16-0 this year. And y'all are delusional anyway, so you don't matter.
No bullshit.
So, yeah, you know what? It hurts because I wanted that W.
No shit.
I ain't going to lie. I walked away like, I'll take that.
Right. Exactly.
I'll take that.
Exactly. That's the point I was getting to.
So.
Man, the defense is looking good. Other than us making mistakes, you know, with little fumbles and interceptions and stuff like that. And it's been like that throughout the years. We always fuck our own selves, you know, but I was still happy with the outcome of the game. We weren't blown out. We hung in there to the fucking last minute, and I was happy.
So I have a question for
you. Don't worry about it.
Well, can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
2-2. Is that right?
All right. Gina.
Hey y'all, hey.
Okay, there you go.
So I just have a question for y'all real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So Kirk or RG3? Are y'all over RG3?
Well, we have no
you can blame that on Mark over this.
We have no
other. Did he hit
Mark?
Okay.
Unplugged everything. You heard the pop. That was your mic going on.
Okay. Well, so Kirk?
Kirk, Captain.
Okay,
Kirk.
I said it right the first time. Yeah. Okay, I was just like, wait a minute, did I say it? Okay. Or RG3.
And we have no other choice but to go with Kirk.
We have choices.
You have a choice.
We have choices.
I just gave you two.
Well, I'm still
Kirk
roll with
Kirk. Landslide.
Okay. I'm still roll with Kirk.
Okay.
You know
I
what
was
I'm
just
saying?
Curious.
He did good. He maps. All I'm going to make mistakes.
Okay.
I wish I could read you some of the transcripts from my text arguments yesterday during the game of this one idiot that last week on the game that we won, he blamed Kurt for giving up 13 points. So last time I checked, Kurt played quarterback, not defense. I don't know how he let people score on us. You know what I'm saying? And that's the delusional ass shit that you get.
That's not how it
when you get these RG3 apologists that don't understand the game. Just like everybody wants to blame Kurt for throwing that interception. He threw two, and he got credited for two interceptions yesterday, of which neither one was his fault. Am I going to say he played a great game yesterday? No. He was off target a lot.
Oh, shit.
But even with the stuff that he was off target with, those receivers got two hands on those balls. And should have either caught it or batted that shit down.
Hey, B, tell me something. The field goal kicker for Atlanta Falcons, is he still working?
I don't even know. You got to check. See, you got to check. There's two sources for questions like that.
Okay.
You can check the Lehman Brothers Sports Happy Hour. That will give you stats and rundowns of the week's sports.
Okay.
Or you can check people that adopt other people's teams from across the country.
Oh boy.
And pay attention to what's going on elsewhere. I know what's going on with my skins. Oh, okay. And that's kind of where I leave it. I mean, if I hear something along the way, I hear it.
Right.
I don't
go
searching for that shit.
Okay. All right.
No doubt. Queenie.
All right. Well, as I lean over and relax into this new
night. You can move that closer to you.
I'm sorry.
It's funnier this way.
Okay.
So I'd like to give two fingers to the margarita
that I made tonight. It all is right. Super tasty and very delicious. Let's see. Another two fingers to brunch. And one finger. Let's see. I know I have a one finger somewhere deep down inside me.
Deep down inside.
Way down.
Another two fingers deep down inside?
No. Negro, I said one.
One finger.
Or one.
Name one place deep. Where your finger
deep
got stuck.
Inside.
You done it.
A half a. I'll just do a mark. Arthritic. Ooh, wait, did I say? Oh, okay. All right.
Half a finger.
Shout out.
Did he just say she was arthritic, though?
Shout out to the margaritas.
That's what you
said. Let's see. Yeah, I can't remember. So, yeah, I'm going to go with just that. Because this weather has been so lovely.
Oh, yes.
I can't even be mad at anything.
Yeah, we better
anybody.
Enjoy it while we can. They talking about it's going to be a winter that we've never had before and
bullshit.
Snow and all that. But like, the fuck out of
right.
here. You don't know
this
shit.
Is the DMV. We
don't
we've
get
had snowmageddon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
People been on the highway for eight hours and all that
I
shit.
I remember that snow on my wedding night. No, I'm not married. I'm divorced, but I did get married once. Remember that
time.
The snow of 96?
I was going to say 76. What?
Yeah, I remember that 70 joint.
That 96 joint, January 6, 1996.
I don't remember anything, but I do remember that.
Man, that was like...
It shut
we had like two back-to-back, like three footers.
Yeah. Shut
no,
everything.
But there was one worse than that that came after that. That was in like 03. Three-ish, somewhere around there.
I don't remember that one.
Was the one where they did the state of emergency. If you was caught on the roads, you will get ticketed. You know, non-essential personnel and all
that.
That
wasn't Snowmageddon?
That was, I think Snowmageddon is what you're talking about. The one in 96 wasn't Snowmageddon.
That wasn't.
A bitch.
Snowmageddon would just happen like recently.
No, the one I'm talking about was early 2000s.
Okay, no. That was unfortunate bullshit.
Yeah, that was mean business. But I had that Tahoe working it. Wow. Anyway.
Okay.
Two
when you got
fingers. How about that shit?
Right?
Two fingers. Two fingers. You know what? I've done this before, but I haven't done it in a while. Two fingers to my crew, man. For making it. Holidays, fake holidays.
Right, okay.
Christopher Wallace Day, whatever. They make it in, they make it happen. These people got shit to do, y'all, and they put it on hold, put it aside, or they just cancel to make sure that they're here to share themselves with you, and I appreciate them, and I love them for that.
Yeah, we love you back, pimpin'.
And one finger, first and foremost, to Germs. Oh. Germs.
All
right. From the makers of Flu. Cole.
Kutaz.
Man, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank the Most High for letting me make it through this show because I swear I was going to pass the baton to you because I didn't think I was going to make it. So anyway, yes, I had a couple other one fingers, but I'm going to let them ride this week.
All right, don't be rude. Don't one finger anybody you don't need to.
No.
I'm just saying, sometimes you don't have to.
I know what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. Anyway. We want you.
One finger to PG County Public Schools, and I'll go into that at a later time when I get all the facts.
All right.
Don't forget, you can email us at indeepshow@yahoo.com if you want to send us any questions. You just want to say, hey, girl, hey. Hey, boy, hey.
There you go. Where can they call and get that code switching down?
202-750-1IDS.
Yes.
Yeah, like our Facebook page, too.
Like our Facebook. Holla. You know what? Talk to us. We'll talk to you. That's just.
Yeah,
I know some shows that you can hit them up, and they won't hit you back.
Nope.
Or if they do, it'll be like 9 months later. But it's not what's important. Hit us up. We'll hit you back real quick.
Yep.
We promise you.
Well, all right. Well, all right.
All righty. So we got to get out of here.
Gotta go.
I had a weird request. And I said, I would do it this time, but I said, I'm probably opening myself up to some shit I probably don't want to get involved with. But somebody said they wanted to hear something at the end of the show. Told them I'll see what I can do. So, Doctor,
Yes, sir.
As soon as I can get my shit to work over here.
Hey, if you're in a DMV and you're on Facebook, go like Drinky Events. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Other than the drinky event that you turn into weekly, call in deep shit.
Drinky. Get you a drink.
Hey, Queen. Did you want to let the people know real quick about the roundtable?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Shout out to Tasha for her question last week. We're going to actually have a roundtable that's a dating show where we've compiled a whole bunch of questions people have about dating. So if you do have any questions that you want to ask or want us to answer, shall I say, you know, you can still send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com, and that will be, the dating show will be coming up soon. Go to Facebook and check and look for that show.
Thank you, Ms. Tasha. That was a hell of a spark to get that going. Doctor, in closing, we always like to say,
God woke you up this morning.
You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddamn it. All of you out.
You could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. Everything that money could buy. She said, sign your name.